The Dr. Ray Podcast is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio. Here's today's monologue with Dr. Ray Guarendi.
I listened to a fellow on a podcast last night. The guy's written some books on the formation of habits. It was good stuff, really was. He said a couple things, though, that got me pondering for a monologue. He used positive reinforcement, meaning putting a positive reaction, reward on something designed to increase the behavior that you want. And then he used a word called negative reinforcement, or phrase, to mean putting a negative consequence on it. That's not exactly right. I would have thought he would have known that. Negative reinforcement is the removal of something negative. Okay, so for example, if you do this, I will unground you. That's an example of negative reinforcement. But he said something interesting, something that, again, I just makes me so uneasy. But I understand, because this is dominant psychological thinking. He said, positive reinforcement is far more powerful than negative reinforcement. I think in the main that's very true. However, the example he used gave me pause. He said, if you want your 4-year-old to go to bed, and you say, if you don't go to bed cooperatively tomorrow, you lose your... And then he brought out a device, which my 4-year-old wouldn't have a device anyway, but that's the first place where I had a little trouble with it. So, given that, he called that negative reinforcement. Go to bed cooperatively or you lose this. Then he said, far more effective, 20 times more effective, I think was the word he used, which I think was just hyperbole for effect, would be, if you go to bed cooperatively, I'm going to give you 15 more minutes on your tablet tomorrow. I was ill at ease about that for several reasons. First of all, let's just leave the tablet aside for a 4-year-old, okay? That's the first thing. Secondly, the implication, I'm going to give you 15 more minutes, which means how much time did he have to begin with? Now you're giving him another 15? All right, those are really not the main issues. Here's the main ones for me. It would seem that you want to teach your children that cooperation, responsibility, mature conduct is the condition for privileges and perks. In other words, if you cooperate, I'm not going to give you something more. Your cooperation is what leads to the kinds of perks that you normally get. Now, he chose to phrase that in terms of, you should have used the word punishment, really. You can water it down by saying consequence. The other thing is this. It smells a little bit like bribery. If you go to bed, if you cooperate in going to bed, if you don't make this an hour and a half hassle, I'm going to give you something some more. Well, why stop with that? Why not say, okay, I'll let you stay up later tomorrow night. I'll let you watch an hour's more TV. I'll let you have 2 desserts instead of 1. In other words, if you cooperate with me, I will pay you off. That just sits so bad for me in terms of trying to teach virtue. He was talking about establishing the habit. If you go to bed cooperatively, I will give you extra privileges, and therefore... And I wanted to say, okay, are you going to do that every night? Are you basically going to say, every night I'm going to give you 15 extra minutes on your tablet? I think he was really way off. Much of what he said was very helpful and useful. But again, I think he just reflected so much of the psychological thinking that is out there. I remember I got this when I was in grad school. Nothing but positive, nothing but positive, nothing but positive. Reinforcement, reinforcement. Reward, reward, reward. No consequences, no consequences. No punishment, no punishment. That was just pounded into us. And I remember being ill at ease then, before I even had 40 years of experience with parents and kids. I think it's the main lesson you want to teach the kids is cooperation leads to perks and privileges. That's the order of things. It seems like he was reversing the order. Cooperation leads to extra perks and privileges. Now, it can do that. You can do that. You can say, you know what? You were so cooperative last night. Tell you what I'm going to do today. You could do that, but it's a random thing. And it's after the fact. It's not before. If we go out to the restaurant and you're really good, I'll let you have extra dessert. Well, it would seem to me that getting dessert, which is a privilege, which is a perk, heck, going out to eat in a restaurant's a perk, but if you're pleasant and cooperative, yeah, you'll get the standard. We're all going to have dessert and you'll get it too. But if you're not, that's a privilege. Responsibility, cooperation, pleasantness begets the stuff of your age. I think the other way just reverses it.
More of Dr. Ray's monologues can be found on his website, drray.com. Monologues, as well as full-length programs of The Doctor Is In, can be heard at AveMariaRadio.net and EWTN.com/radio.